This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson at City Hall. Pleased to talk for a few minutes tonight with Galesburg City Clerk Kelly Benowitz. How are you?
I'm fine, Will. How are you?
Very well. I'm surprised I got you in a moment on the night of a council meeting where you're not that busy.
Well, I don't know about that, but I made time for you. So those Monday nights just... they come quick.
Maybe for you, not so much for me anymore. But no, we're talking about, you've probably heard in the news, this fancy new city app that you can more or less complain about how bad your street is on. Actually, that's partially true. It's called Public Service Request. And Kelly, it's been out available for this for residents for a little while, hasn't it?
It has been, just for a few months. We worked on it internally, obviously with city employees, internal staff for a while, and then unveiled it just a few months ago. And we've been working with council members too, kind of getting them up to speed on it so they can know what's going on in their wards and so forth. But yes, this will be our second round of public meetings, training sessions. New.
That's why we're here talking about it, because those sessions are coming up here in a couple of days, among others. In the time that the app has been out, and maybe I overstated just a little bit when I said you could complain about the condition of your street with it, but how has response been to it? I kind of see ends where people really like the convenience of it, and then there are maybe some people that, you know, maybe no system you put through will be perfect in terms of expressing concern about road and sidewalk conditions and things. How has it been overall?
Actually, it's been working out great, especially for internal staff. We have to date around 200 PSR requests that have come through since we unveiled it, which has just been really great, I think. And you're right, people can get on and turn in service requests for their street. I'll be honest, most of the ones we've been getting now have been those spring-related complaints with tall grass and weeds. You know, we like to say snow hides a multitude of sin in people's yards, trash and debris. But we've been really getting a lot on those, that tall grass, yards that need mowed and so forth. But we've been very pleased.
It sounds like, just from what I've seen and heard about it, it is fairly easy to use, isn't it? I think I'd heard some complaints where people thought maybe it wasn't as easy to use as maybe they wanted, but it sounds like maybe it is, and there's just a learning curve.
Right. I think it's very easy. Obviously, there's an app that you can download, but on the city's website, it's very clear, very prominent PSR request. You click on it, and there's really four pieces of information we're looking for. Number one being the problem. Number two, where. The third thing we ask is if you have any photos or videos you can upload, which is fairly easy. Anybody who has a cell phone who does that, they'll get it quickly. And then the last one is verbiage on kind of what the problem is. So if it is tall grass, that's kind of all you need to say. But really, it's just those four key pieces of information that we're looking for.
How I like the idea of the posting pictures or videos, mm-hmm. part of it. Do you get a lot of those?
Actually, we've gotten probably about a dozen of them. Yeah. A lot of people who are out walking in their neighborhood or walking downtown or wherever, we've probably had, a dozen submit photos. I think I've had one video. Mainly, there have been photos.
We talked a while back with one of the city engineers about potholes and things like that. Was that kind of the big area before the grass started growing, if you will?
Yes, it was. We have a lot of those. Potholes, broken sidewalks has been one now that the snow's over that we've gotten a lot of. I will also say that street signs that have fallen over or been damaged, we've had those turned in quite a bit. And the other thing I'll note is we do have been getting a lot of issues that have been going to our forestry department now that spring is here.
Forestry issues or things such as?
Such as terrace trees. Trees that have become very apparent that are dead, that aren't going to come back, that need to probably be looked at by our arborist and taken down.
In terms of response then, or response time, that is, it was kind of touted as being able to respond to things quickly as possible. Is that has that been the case so far in most instances?
Yes. I will say when individuals get on and submit a request or an issue, one of the things we're going to ask them is if they want to submit their email address. If they submit their email address, it is still anonymous. I'll say that first. We don't ever give out anyone's name or email address to anyone. But that way, then they would receive updates on the issue. If people do not put in their email address, they will not receive updates. So I always want to make that clear to people. Regardless, when you close the issue, submit the issue, you'll be given a number, a service number, and you can get on and check that number by or call us with that number. But I just like to remind people, if you don't put in your email address, you don't get updated.
But the city's also not going to sell your email address later. I know that money's tight these days, but you don't need the money that badly.
Not that tight. Right. No, never.
There you go. You said that there was a lot of development internally with this before you put it out to the public. Have you run into any problems with it since then, or has it gone pretty smoothly?
I'd say it's gone pretty smoothly. The one thing that we really watch for now is there is an unassigned category, meaning if someone has an issue and it just doesn't fall into any of the categories that we have listed, they actually come to me, come to my office, and then I route them to the right person, and then we take that issue and try and get it so that the next person, it goes right to the right department. So that's really kind of what we've been facing nowadays. Internally, though, department heads, division heads, and so forth have really caught on to the ease of getting that information and updating that information for the user. So really, it's gone very smoothly.
You know, that's something I didn't really think about, that while it was developed internally and there's been training time, I imagine there's a lot of people here in City Hall with a lot of experience that maybe need to kind of, I don't want to say get with the program necessarily, but maybe they needed to learn how to deal with this stuff as much as the rest of us do.
Absolutely. And we're all using, learning to use it just like everybody else. But all the staff, all the employees have access to it just like the public does and can put in service requests for any individual that happens to call us or come in. And we do that a lot here in my office. So if we have someone who calls and says they have an issue, we're going ahead and putting it in. Instead of emailing a certain department, which is the route that it used to go, we're putting it into the PSR system.
All right, Kelly, there are sessions coming up for folks who maybe need a session or two to figure out how to use the new app. Talk about those.
Yeah, our sessions, again, will be Thursday, May 23rd, so next week, Wednesday, May 29th, and then we'll have a Saturday session on June 1st. Those sessions are different times of the day. On Saturday, it's at 10 a.m. Here at City Hall in our conference room, easy to find. They're free. We don't ask for reservations, but they take about an hour. They're led by our IT director and then myself to kind of walk the public through. We'll do some pretend tickets that so people can see how they submit something and then answer any questions they have. So, yeah, we're looking forward to having them again.
Again, the first one is Thursday night at 6 here at City Hall. You don't need to register or anything like that. Now that this system is up and running, what would be the next great thing to try to upgrade to in terms of city services or something like that that's similar to something like this? Is there anything anything like this in the future or anything else that the city's thought about?
One thing we're looking at is along technology that hopefully will be a better online system is applying for licenses and permits, being able to pay different fees and fines online. That's kind of the next big technology thing the city's looking for. So we're hoping to unveil that within the next year. So probably it will go into the 2020 budget. But that's kind of our next new technology thing. And a new website. We're looking at a new website.
Didn't we just get a new website, or am I crazy?
It does feel like we did, but it has been a while. It has been a while. So that's, again, is another 2020 thing, but, you know, these things have to start early, so we're starting months early.
But you're certainly doing your homework on it.
We are. We are.
All right. Galesburg City Clerk Kelly Benowitz, thanks so much for your time, and glad to see that this system is so far going well, and hopefully it gets better than that.
Absolutely. Encourage everyone to attend these next sessions and or call our office if you have questions.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to run back to my studio so I can hit the appropriate buttons on Kim Commando and Sports, which we will do next on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.